What is the apartheid of our day? What current social moral outrage can be ended in our lifetime, even if it requires confounding the calculus of rationality?
The inequalities in the world are huge. Let me bring it to something which is particularly relevant to you in the United States. The agricultural subsidies are making people in the third world, are destroying the economies of countries in the third world. In Europe, in Japan, and in the United States. And the way it works is as follows. Your farmers get a huge subsidy which enables you to produce food at reduced prices. The African farmers do not. The World Bank and associated organizations go to those countries, the World Trade Organization, tell them you must not have trade barriers against import from other countries. So what has happened is by the combination of the farm subsidies plus what the World Bank and the World Trade Organization do, you're telling them we're going to have the subsidies, you're not, and we're going to tell you you mustn't put up tariffs which would make the situation even, and that puts the world in a situation where there is no way that those third world countries can recover from the situation. Now that is one of the kind of inequities which is built into the present day. The kenosis in it is the rich countries deciding that they can act in a way which will allow the third world countries to grow economically.